White House meeting on Vietnam, August
Anybody else? last cable in this morning indicates that the military leaders are now thinking of a military hunt. And yet, from what little I know of them, and I don't know them well, they aren't capable of running the government for long. So, for these reasons, I would make one last attempt, even though it's not likely to succeed. You say to the end, they were capable of really running the government. I guess his brother is, knew, or at least they've been able to hold together, but all these groups that Captain Lloyd described are disaffected. Who is it? Them have these 3 or 4 hour periods of conversation and monologue. Who is running the government? Well, Juan is still active, apparently. We found him to be a useful person. He has some pain at that. I don't know how serious that is. There's some allegation of corruption.
We have been engaged in planning on this, sir, and have papers here about possible personalities and possible jobs for them when you were here. Is that the
type? Who is the government? Who runs the government now?
Jim runs it, or did, and I think still does. He got back to QJ working at it. He works about 18 hours a day and talks at very great length, but he reads everything. He knows virtually everything. He relies for many of his ideas on news. As the executive agent of the president, Juan is the man. And I haven't seen much on Juan in recent reports, but I guess he's still in that kitchen. He was very, very embittered against New before I left there, feeling that News influence, and particularly my arms, was getting too strong, but he was still loyal to the president. And I think that he would continue as a very able executive officer if JM remained as president and New was out.
On this matter of being JM trying to persuade the dealing with a man that's being confronted with at least a big loss of position of power in the country, possibly the loss of his life. And we have to consider the alternative that a man in that position might resort to, where you'll have almost nothing to lose and everything to gain by what actions it might seem to be quite irrational. One possibility, for example, we can't dismiss is that if Lloyd sees him and says, you've got to get rid of the news or else, that Jim could call on the North Vietnamese for assistance in expelling the Americans from Vietnam. And we'd have no shred of legality left with a great problem on our hands. I'm wondering whether this job of going to Jim and saying, you've got to get rid of the news, is it for the generals to do at the moment when they are ready to move? And it does not be an American job, but this is for the generals to do. I think that we agree with Harkins, at least I do, that to try to separate Jim and New is the whole point of the thing here. It might well be the whole point. I doubt very much that in such approach, by and large, that Jim will succeed. I think it might stimulate Jim to take actions of the most unreasonable sort, and instead of saying some actions that we would find far more difficult to manage than those that we have in front of us at the moment. And I think we ought to consider whether this isn't a job for the Vietnamese, but the general as a prelude to their rather than have wives doing even as a prelude to such a move.
I think even before deciding who should approach the ambassador to encourage the bit of the news, we ought to consider as to whether we believe it would be wise to try to save the end. I personally do believe so. I think this is quite contrary to the view that Ambassador Lodge expressed in the incoming cable this morning.
I think we could,
how we save him is quite a fact, I think, our position inside out there. clear to me that Lodge was opposed to continuing a government with the Empire power. Well, I feel quite the opposite, because I see no satisfactory alternative.
Well, this might be also part of his argument that you can't separate the two.
That, I think, is really
the nature of that conversation that Paul had with the GM. I was talking to him back in the GM. And I must say, Callenberg's conversation with him would leave no room for hope that this could be done by persuasion.
I wonder who our public posture is. It shouldn't be much better for the other men. Yeah. And everybody knows.
Because that, I think, would be quite bad. And there's another reason for
make sure it's the U.S. government. All right,
I'll tell you what kind of a signal if we go ahead on the morning here, or the evening briefing here.
Given the prestige of the American military advisors, sir, I think not in specific terms of participating in coup plotting, the distinction the Secretary was making earlier, but I think a word of encouragement from Harkins, Timmies, and others to these key fellows will first of all be the assurance they're looking for. It'll be coming from men whom they respect and have worked with, as opposed to the lower level men whom they who are they.
Harkins recommend Harkins along recommend some sort of a signal.
Harkins recommends that you instruct Harkins to make it clear. The signal matter is a different matter. The generals have wanted to sit on the VOA as an authentication that Washington has committed. They've almost forgotten that now. But then I think that Harkins is ready to be instructed. I don't think there's any difficulty in Harkins.
Well, all he wants to really is the Harkins.
It's really that the chairman should be able to say, President now wishes you to make clear to the generals that what they're hearing on the gas channel is U.S. policy. And that's what I'm understanding. Sir, then there is one other factor in this which would have to be handled much more delicately and discreetly, and that is it's the judgment of some. There are suggestions in the cables from the field and also people here who know Vietnam that these fence sitters like Dan might well be swayed by much more discreet, much vaguer comments by people like Timmies, might well be persuaded to switch over so that the balance of forces might be vastly improved. So there really are two kinds of approaches on military advisors.
Well, Dr. Locke does specifically recommend, however, the cable that came in this morning that he be granted the authority to announce that USA has been terminated under certain circumstances. I would hope we could avoid that. That will be very late in the game. I would think so, Dane. I hope we could at this time avoid granting that authority.
Is enough to shot in the arm we want to reserve when we're pretty sure we've got a coup lined up.
Yes, sir. Why does he say he wants that? That's to tell the general that the existing published statement has been stopped. We would agree on trusting for us not at the same time.
Reserving this question of Zim and when the approach would be made for the time being.
Saigon area, anything we could put in is insufficient to really have a showdown with that number. But for the close effect on their field, I don't know if they'd like to be concerned. I would say that's good for that.
What would we have to do to get another battalion there?
We're moved to additional 124s in Okinawa. We have adequate force. We have 5 Marine battalions in Okinawa and also 2 parachutes, battle groups. So we have ample people out there to get an air transport.
Six seconds excised.
Thank you.
Where he firmly wants not to do that in a situation.
difficult problems from the security aspect of the events of the operation. Right.
He hasn't delivered any ultimatums.
Yes, Lodge has said things. He said things we've been saying to him for weeks.
Compared to the way in which the argument was carried forward between Ambassador Nolan and Jim, a very thin discourse.
And he argued that it may be necessary, but then Lodge hasn't had any conversations with Jim either, or any substitutes with
him. When I wrote down a little piece of yellow tape in my pocket, I would think that Jim and New together. Lodge and Hawkins ought to go together and talk to them and do together and lay it down absolutely flat.
Say what? If New doesn't go?
No, we're not prepared to support under present circumstances the alienation of people and, as we consider it, the alienation of the military or parts of them.
Well, and I think that under that the conversation might be had the hour before somebody moves, because I would think Jim in that circumstance would react in all sorts of unpredictable ways.
Granted, but we have the time for exploring that.
Right, we have that really good story for the
last stage. It is important that Hawkins takes the other view. I take it from Hawkins's telegram is what he thinks ought to be done.
Correct. We just have to consider what the effect would be on the general if we don't think this is going to succeed. I think it's a fact, of course, that it offers us an easy way possibly out of it. If it isn't going to succeed, we don't want to first have it as a signal to the general to move against the general, and we don't want to also have the general get the impression that we're walking out of there. Maybe that the conversation Hawkins had, he may want to indicate to the generals to find out what their view is. Do they feel that both them and New ought to go? Is that their tell you what, why don't we just we'll get the table ready, agenda control fund to go with the next rule. That's Secretary Pence, General Taylor, Secretary Ruff, and myself, and see if we can get instructions, online instructions.
I don't think we have any comments, President. I really think we can draft them and submit it to you. I think the answer is clear.
Meeting moved to Oval Office.
Learn as much as he can about their tactical plans without in any way making commitments to U.S. forces. I think it's extremely important we learn more about what their plans are, not only their tactical plans, which will be the first thing I hope we'll learn about, but also their plans for the formation of government. I'm quite concerned about the type of structure that they will set up and the personalities that will participate in that structure.
He's the right man to
start to learn about the plan.
To say that everyone should be feeling when the structure of government has put that at the table of the ambassador.
I didn't mean to imply that should be in the instruction to Harkins. But I think that he will automatically learn more about that than anyone else because he's...
Right, our curiosity about the character of the succession again, that's really what you're saying.
Yes.
The other thing that General Taylor said, Mr. President, I think is important. In saying to Harkins that he can say to the generals that what they're hearing on the side channel is U.S. policy, as Harkins understands it, he ought to couple that with a comment that we're talking about something that works and not about just useless fuse and wheels and set off the firecracker.
Yes, we're for you. We're back here to get the news. But we want to see first your plan and really who's behind this thing before we can.
What about this?
Put it in those terms that we're only for you when we've approved the go-ahead thing.
No, we're for you. We're for your objective. We're back to do this thing. But before we tell you what we do, you will have to show us what you intend to do.
Now, what about the you ought to have it. In other words, Hawkins and Lloyd ought to understand the limitations so that they communicate to the generals, so we don't have one of these things where the generals move and then under the assumption that the United States is going to do something which we're not going to do, such as land force and huge helicopter. We ought to probably have the...
Let's go right back.
8 seconds excised.
But that's right. It shouldn't be dependent, in other words, upon an American military action. They'd love to shoot us up.
On this point that both Harkins and Lodge make, we can't win the war with this present situation. I must say that the situation in the Congress on this subject is getting worse and worse very rapidly. It's not just a case now of man speaking, we know what it's like. It's a feeling that we're up to our hips in mud out there. We have no real basis on which we ask our public to get shot. I think the morale of the Congress has dropped very fast, especially as this goes and increasingly so as this thing goes on. And this is where I don't know whether you get the same impression, Mr. Master. But you don't get the same. I don't know.
Well, I know that the morale of Congress is always a sensitive thing. The fact of the matter is there aren't many, nobody likes to have anybody killed, but I mean, they're just... We're losing 3,500 a year on the accidents. We've lost 100 in Vietnam. So, but I know that everybody's mad at this situation, but I don't. They'll be madder if South Vietnam.
not decided this. Different arguments being put forth, not attributed to individuals. We need to know what you think about timing, about format, about whether your own reluctance really relates to everything, and just give him an essay. We have that much time, and get an essay back. Because I don't think anyone wants to do this today.
Seems to me there's quite a difference in the argument pro and con. If you're talking about going today or going, you really have a pretty well lined up in which you have some conflict.
That's right.
This is and I feel very strongly that it's in the second contingency you try this, given what Jim has already said about new in the last few days. I just don't
think it's likely to go out of it.
I think it's more likely that new would cut Jim's throat than that Jim would cut new's throat. Far more.
10 seconds excised.
And that Madame Lou has not been seen for several days in West Vegas is where she is.
What do they think she is?
Well, she just hasn't been in public in air as we see in public.
All right, let's get this why I think that obviously if they go to CTM, it's got to be just completely United States can't continue with no suggestion, obviously, of the general. That doesn't, it's worded correctly. I mean, after all, Noling had been spent more time than anybody there, and he thinks that there is a chance he would do this.
Mr. President, I think I have to say, though, that in our talks in the department, generally, I think the President is in a little bit of a state of mild shock. I hope he's not. He keeps coming full circle. I mean, he keeps answering his own arguments and comes out with zero. And this doesn't help us. We
that is an emotional make a decision. Jim,
personally. He did a fine job out there.
I must say, I haven't had that impression. He's been rather consistent in the last 3 or 4 days. He doesn't like this. He doesn't agree with what we're doing. I think that's his
view. Don't you feel his own personal commitment to Jim?
Yeah, but I will say that I think that I heard all this stuff about Jim 2 years ago, and Noling said no, he thought this was the right, and I think he mentioned the last 2 years, and then until 2 or 3 months ago, I thought made Noling look pretty good. It made the press look lousy.